Hey, Ryan.
Oh, yeah, I don't...
This show?
Sure.
I don't really remember.
Sure.
Episode 5.
Yeah.
As I just told you before.
It did come out April 29th, which was a while ago.
I do know one thing, though. Not only do bitches come, they go, but also it was very dark. This show is incredibly dark, and I will say it every time.
Yes, because it continues to be annoying. Yeah.
Yes, it is. I turn all the lights off in my room to be able to see this show.
Yeah.
So, come on, Amazon.
It's not their fault. They picked a tone for the show. They picked how they wanted it to be from the very beginning.
It was instant.
A person made a choice, and that choice was wrong. Welcome to the HBO Boys podcast discussing Amazon Prime's Outer Range, starring Josh Brolin. We are discussing today episodes 5 and 6, 5 being The Soil, 6 being The Family, both directed by Amy Semenditz. And
is that right?
Written by other people. The Soil. Wayne drives home in a fervor. I'm done with this bullshit of like... I'm done with it, Adam. I'm done with it. The structure is keeping is fucking imprisoning me, and I will not be held in a tiny little box. Wayne drives home in a fervor after smacking the shit out of Royal, arriving at the ranch house and announcing to his family that he found it before having visions of two young boys at the hole and then suffering a stroke like an idiot. When he is having the visions of the young boys, which is him and Royal. It's not weird. Yeah. He's pulling Royal out of the hole.
Whoa.
Like, did Royal fall in the hole?
Oh,
or did he
come through
the hole?
I think he came through the hole at age 9. 100%. I mean, that's got to be what it is, right?
I would assume so. And
like from the 1800s. He's just here now.
Or, yes, somewhere in the past. And Wayne was the first one who found him. Assumably. Cecilia confronts Autumn, who had snuck into the Abbott house to steal her necklace back, while Joy begins to interrogate witnesses to the bar fight to build up a case against Rhett and Perry. Cecilia and Autumn's conversation was weird. Autumn knocked and then just kind of went inside, which is not breaking and entering, but it is entering. Cecilia pointed a gun at her fucking head like, get the fuck. And Autumn is looking for a necklace that got disintegrated recently.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. He rubbed it all over his hands.
Right, and it got all fucking timey on his hands.
Oh, he went through time again.
Joy's interrogating witnesses. It is becoming clearer and clearer that Rhett and Perry definitely had something to do with this. Joy knows it in her bones. But how far down the rabbit hole will she follow this? And will she put her family into jeopardy?
Oh my God.
Probably.
So many questions.
So little time. Because there's only 2 more episodes left.
Yeah. And before you go on.
Sure.
Okay. So I like this show. But there is a very large but. And it ain't the one that you're thinking of.
What am I supposed to... I wasn't thinking of a rump. I was thinking of a contradiction to your previous statement.
You said it.
I know I did.
Anyway, but like you just said in the beginning, I feel imprisoned. I just want to know more about the supernatural hole, and they're not giving it to us. I want it faster, and I can't get it, and it's frustrating.
They have set up a thing in this show.
That's intense.
They are their own worst enemy.
Oh my God, I know.
Because one half of the story is like sci-fi, mystery, really cool.
Yeah.
Breadcrumbs slowly but surely, but not nearly fast enough for my liking. And the other side is like what Rhett and Perry did to Trevor, and I could give two shits.
I kind of like that as like a murder mystery. They're kind of hiding the truth, but it is very secondary, absolutely, to the big buffalo. Let's use buffalo because it's in there.
Sure.
Big old buffalo in the room. That is the time travel-y hole.
Yeah.
Which I want more. I want more of it.
I would like someone to go through the hole so we can see the other side once more.
I want to keep seeing the other side. I want it.
Holeville, as we've named it.
Yeah, I want a whole half episode or full episode of Wholeville.
Seven is entitled The Unknown, so maybe.
Well, maybe we're going to get that. It's about two episodes too late, I feel.
Yes. Royal meets with the local geologist at the University of Wyoming, who has been approached by Wayne to survey the Abbott West pasture, and shows her Autumn's necklace. So, not disintegrated yet. The geologist becomes interested in the rock and requests to study it further, but Royal refuses when he sees a photo including a symbol that he had previously seen when he was pushed into Wholeville. And he merged in Wholeville. He saw a BY9, basically, the mining company's name,
right,
next to said geologist. And he was like, no, you do not get to keep the necklace, you shifty bitch.
He's like, you know what? Never mind. Tell me what you know.
And it is now that time, Adam, where we stop talking about Outer Range and we divert 100%. The Discord was given a question today, by the way, patreon.com/HBOBOYZ. For one or more dollar a month, you get to be in the Discord. You get to take part in the thing that I'm about to say. And by the way, we haven't had a new patron in like a year. Could you guys step it the fuck up?
Could you just?
James always says, don't turn on your audience.
Yeah.
I want to, though.
I kind of want to. No.
Doing the Patreon, it's a dollar. You could have had say in what's about to happen, which is this. On every Outer Range podcast so far, Adam has sung a song. And because he is a rock superstar.
Oh, no.
The songbird of our generation.
Oh, no. No. Songbird of our friend generation. That doesn't make any goddamn sense,
Adam.
You know, I tried to say friend and generation as one word.
I'm starving.
Why?
I don't know. Anyway, go on.
It's your turn now.
Oh, am I just supposed to fucking sing something?
I'm poking you with a goddamn stick. Did you not see what you're supposed to sing? It's in the Discord, bud.
Where? I didn't see this. That's why I was like, oh? Where is this?
Well, be more vigilant. Oh, now it feels forced and weird.
No, I need to find it. Hold on.
How are you not looking at this?
I see it, but I did not see this, what you're talking about. I didn't scroll down. All I saw was the last thing was Happy Star Wars Day. That was the last thing I saw.
Well, you fucked up. Listen, you know what you have to do. It's not going to happen now, but understand that it will happen at some point, okay? And you have to surprise me, okay? It needs to flow, okay? And it needs to feel not forced and weird.
Oh, my God.
The lyrics now. Looking up this symbol later, he finds it is a logo of a mining company. With Wayne incapacitated, Patricia and Luke begin proceedings to transfer ownership of the estate to Luke. But that gets all fuckety up. Rhett spends the night with Maria, while Perry bonds with Autumn, which is weird. Don't stop doing that. Explaining how Rebecca just vanished one night and has suspicions that she just had left him, which is insane. They don't know about the hole yet. How do more people not know about Hole?
Say that sentence again.
How do more people
not know about Hole? That's a good question. I feel like someone else would have found it by now.
Royal takes the necklace to his barn and crushes it in a vice. That is what we were discussing earlier in the show. Releasing a black powder that seems to dissipate in his hand and become fucking time.
Time.
He then sees Cecilia holding his lifeless body. As you might recall, at the end of episode one, Cecilia walks up to Wholeville version of Josh Brolin and is like, you died 2 years ago in my arms.
That was a great impersonation.
Thank you. And we are seeing that moment. We don't know how he died, but we do sure see his dead body. While other Autumn, another version of Autumn, the one wearing yellow, so cult leader Autumn, still wearing the necklace, by the way, seems to be able to perceive him and address him before the vision fades. And that is the end of episode 5. We will now go to the local advertisement, most likely for an insurance company. I don't know. We don't get to choose what it is. And when we come back, we will discuss episode 6, and Adam will sing a cool song.
Or will I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I can't believe I didn't see it. It's literally right there.
That's why I was confused.
So my Discord was scrolled up. The last thing I saw was the last thing I said, which was excited for potential two. Or no, I'm sorry, pretty on brand. Pretty on brand. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I was trying to lead you in, man.
I know. I would have done it.
You fucked up.
I would have done it, but I'm like, what the hell are you? Well, you said it at the beginning, and I'm like,
oh, all right. You have no idea how disappointed I am currently.
I'm so sorry.
I don't forgive you.
I'm going to make up for it. Don't worry.
Episode 6, The Family. Royal confronts Autumn, who explains that her necklace and the strange rocks on the West Pasture are time, somehow in physical form, which is weird. And she's like, give me my necklace back. And he's like, you can't. I can't. It's fucking gone.
It's dead. It's exploded.
I made it. I deaded it.
I deaded it, and your time has now been deaded.
Nice. Royal threatens Autumn to stay away from my family, or he will murder her. Leaves her for dead in the fucking wilderness.
That scene was good. I like that scene.
And then burns her campsite down.
Yeah, he got so intense. Very Josh Brolin-y, Cable from Deadpool-y.
Yes. When he was going like completely off the rails on the ATV, Autumn jumps off and messes up her leg, and he was just losing his mind.
Oh, yeah.
I did feel like it was a bit much.
He was very intense. I felt bad for her in that moment, but she's still she is nutso. Or is she?
I don't know. I don't know anymore.
Yeah.
I would like all of these characters to start telling the people who they love or the people who are around them or the people that they depend upon the truth, because it's getting stupid when show Cecilia the hole, you dumb shitbird.
I know, right? And like, if this were real and this actually happened in our life, maybe out back here in our hometown.
At Outback Steakhouse?
Outback Steakhouse. Baby back, baby back, baby back.
Barbecue sauce.
Chili, baby back.
That's not even the song that was asked for, but I'm glad you did it.
Thank you. How would you react? Like, would you tell someone?
Oh, yeah.
Even if you knew it was something like literally insane and you couldn't wrap your head around?
Immediately. I would tell someone.
Immediately. Yeah.
Of course I would.
So Royal is just like,
no, to be fair, I didn't climb out of that shit when I was 9.
Like, yeah, but he does he even know he did that yet?
We don't know because he hasn't said it.
Maybe that's why he's keeping it, because he's like, shit, it's back again.
Yeah, yeah. As an injured Autumn attempts to hike back to her camp, she encounters a bear, which gives her the message to, quote unquote, show him.
Oh, yeah. That was a weird scene.
If you build it, your cult will come. Why is that bear talking at him?
Is
she hallucinating, or
maybe
is that some shit that's real?
I feel like it would cheapen the show if that were real. You know,
what do you mean cheapen the show?
Like cheapen the show with like bears talking
mountain
animals.
Mountain disappeared, Adam.
I know, but that makes sense for what's going on, kind of. Not really, but kind of. But well, a talking animal, like that borderline's Disney.
Telepathically talking, not just like
telepathically potentially. But if it's like a bear talking, like no, I don't want that.
All right.
But they used CGI, obviously, for this bear and then a elk, I believe, in a little bit later in the episode.
Mm.
And it did not look good.
No, it was bad.
It was not good. So I was like, wow, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's tough these days, man, because good CGI is very expensive, but it is also incredibly viable. We've seen good CGI now.
Oh, yes.
So,
but Josh Brolin or good CGI, you know?
Right, like, how much do they have to give Josh Brolin a pay cut to make that bear not look like dick?
And, like, who is this actress? Now, I
Autumn?
Yes. Now, I recognize her face. Yeah, so I looked her up, and because you said her name, and I didn't even realize that you said her. I thought you were making fun of her, but that's actually her name.
Her name is Imogen Poots.
Imogen,
and I call her
Poots.
Imogen Poots because I'm a hoot.
It's Poots, Poots, Poots.
Yeah, it's very close to poops.
Yeah, so I thought you said Poots, like making like a poot.
No, I've
but
been
her name
poopy.
Is Imogen Gay Poots, and I'm like, what
Excuse
in the world?
Me?
So I started.
Is that her middle name?
Her middle name is Gay. Which is,
what
I know someone who's named Gay,
fuck.
So I can't say anything about that?
Oh my lord. Name,
but Imogen Gay Poop.
Imogen Gay Poops.
And I hate that I'm laughing because it is what it is. But
listen, we're not 8 years old, okay?
I know.
This isn't the mid 90s where anyone who's white and in the state we live in was just kind of using that word to mean stupid. We all have come to terms with the fact that words have meanings and we can't use them all fucking willy nilly.
Right.
But I will die before I admit that the name Imogen Gay Poots is not funny.
Not Imogen Gay Poots. It's Imogen Gay Poots.
What did
not
I say?
Gay Poots.
Kapoots.
You're just putting emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Imogen Gay Poots.
Yeah, keep going.
It's
so
funny.
What I was getting at is I was researching. So I was on her IMDb and I was like reading up on her. I had like never seen her. I found out she was in 28 Weeks Later.
Sure.
Which I thought was cool. That's a good movie. But then I looked at her even more and I got to her wiki, Wild West, Jim West,
yes.
Desperado,
yes.
Rough Rider, No You Don't Want Nada,
this is
none
awesome.
Of this six gun in this, brother running this, Buffalo Soldier, look, it's like I told you. Any damsel that's in distress, be out of that dress when he meets Jim West, Roughneck, so go check the law and abide, watch your step and flex and get in the hole on your side, I don't know the syncopation, but it's fine, this is the song that Lochner wanted, so I'm singing it, and that's for you, baby. Now who you gonna call? Not the GBs. No, who you gonna call? J-Dub and A-G. If you have a riff with the other one of us, break out before you get bum rushed at the Wild Wild West.
I would love it if
Wild,
you
Wild West.
Ran out of air in the middle there and passed out.
Yeah, I'm about to. Then I bounce into the Wild Wild West.
Wiki wiki.
Wiki wiki wiki.
I'll do the wiki wikis. What
it's not
a
my best
transition.
Performance, but you know,
I know it had a heart, and that's what I appreciate about it. And you,
yeah, you know, I tried to kind of weave a story.
Yeah,
I didn't actually look her up.
Oh, awesome! Later, while Billy is out hunting an elk, he stumbles into Autumn, who brings him to the hole in like a weird acidy scene.
It is. An acidy scene.
It's like a montage where they're on drugs, but I guess they're not. I don't know.
He absolutely changed his entire personality. It feels like, anyway. Like he flipped a switch. It felt like he flipped a switch.
Trisha and Luke discover from the Tillerson family lawyer that Wayne stipulated in his will to leave everything to Billy. Patricia, which they find very out of left field. We also see a scene where Billy and Mr. Tillerson are having a conversation about, like, Billy named the stuffed bear.
I don't fucking know.
Patricia leaves Wabang to deal with this matter while instructing Luke to keep it a secret from Billy. Don't fucking tell Billy.
Billy. Oh, Billy.
That is a deep cut that nobody but us will really understand. But I love... Oh, Billy. I'm going to keep that in just for us.
Yeah.
Joy builds a case against Rhett and Perry. God, I've read that goddamn sentence before so recently.
Yeah, I know.
But the time of death of the coroner's report makes the timeline impossible. As we might recall, Trevor died, quote unquote, a day before he was found. But in reality, he died like 8 days before that. But some time travel-y bullshit occurred. So it got all jumbled.
Jumbalina.
Okay. Joy has a spat with her partner, Martha, while Rhett confronts Maria about their night together. Joy has a spat with Martha because Joy and Martha go to church, and the man standing up in the front of the church was like, this is the exact right time where I should say that being gay is fucked. And Martha was like, I'm out of here. This is so stupid.
I know. That was so
cringy. Why do we have to stand here and just like be oppressed?
Because Joy was like, win.
Yeah, Joy was like, you have to stay. Like, what are we? Why are we doing this? This is so stupid. Wyoming sucks.
Yeah. Wabang, Wyoming.
Rhett confronts Maria about their night together. They have a conversation basically like, hey, it feels good when we're together. Mm. But Maria doesn't want to be here forever. And is like, Rhett, you said you weren't going to leave. And I want to leave. And Rhett's like, I'll leave for you. And she's like, nah.
You won't.
Maria affirms that she loves him, but they cannot be together because Rhett will always prioritize his family. And he's like, nah, man, I won't. And she's like, you're actively doing it currently.
Honestly, that's kind of a dick move anyway. Like,
what, covering up a murder?
Well, yeah, I mean, when you put it like that.
Sure. When I put it like what's specifically happening.
Yeah, fair.
When Rhett challenges her, she tests him by asking about Trevor's murder, and Rhett covers up for Perry once more, and she absolutely knows that Perry murdered that dude. She didn't have to see it. At this point, through context clues, it is pretty straightforward, and Rhett covers for his brother because of course he fucking does, and she's like, well, I can't be with you, and he's like, fuck, that's a bummer.
Oh, there goes my I shot my shot and I missed.
Yeah. Autumn returns to her campsite to find it destroyed. Lol. She calls someone and demands money. I assumed it was her parents, but we don't know who it is. Right. Then carves the strange symbol into her own flesh. Why?
Yeah. She went off the deep end when she couldn't get her prescription meds.
Yeah, that's true. She got
over the counter or generic or something. I don't know. Clearly don't work as well.
No. As per that last sentence that you said, later, visibly unhinged without her medication, Autumn meets with Perry and reveals that Royal attempted to kill her and that she witnessed Royal disposing of Trevor's corpse. And Perry's like, ah, fuck. Autumn claims she suspects Royal in Trevor's murder and asks to go to Joy together with Perry to turn him in. And Perry internally is like, oh, shoot. I karate chopped that motherfucker in the neck and I know the truth. This is a humdinger. What do I do now? That night at dinner, Perry arrives home and tells his family that he sent a confession letter to Joy, at which point they all start a large brawl in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that scene was intense. That was so much building.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I feel so bad for Amy.
Yeah, oh, my God. I know. Rhett fights Perry. Perry picks up a knife, puts it to his own stomach, says, just push it in.
Crazy.
He also says that he did this for Dad because Autumn was going to go to the police.
And then Royal is like, yeah, I told you not to talk to her. And then he's freaking beating up on his son.
He's fighting.
Crazy.
They're all fucking idiots.
Now, yeah, that family is falling apart.
Amy runs out of the house, looks up into the sky, and then back down just as police cars arrive on the property, crying, very Dakota Fanning in War of the Worlds in that moment.
Oh, yeah.
And I felt, as you recently said, bad for her.
I felt very bad. Yeah. She's very innocent, kind of bystander of all this. Collateral damage of nothing of her own doing.
While watching This Is Us last night, there was a commercial for Outer Range. I was very surprised, actually.
Really?
Yeah, and I mean, these are like the last four episodes ever of This Is Us. I would have to assume they're being watched by a lot of people. So Amazon paying the big bucks for this show and the advertising for it.
Yeah, I mean, it is leading up to the crescendo, which is this Friday, yeah?
Yeah.
Final two episodes?
May 6th, the last two episodes of this. Rotten Tomatoes currently says Outer Range's plethora of subplots threaten to get sucked into a wormhole of ponderousness. What the fuck? But at least this sci-fi western is anything but plain. That is like my exact feeling. What we were saying this entire time. True.
Yeah.
A lot of shit happening that I don't give a fuck about. But it's interesting.
Yeah, like you said in the first couple, like they're taking a swing that TV hasn't done in a little bit.
And speaking of which,
you know,
we're about to, after this, do Moon Knight episode 6. Yes. We've been doing Moon Knight at the same time as this. Please go listen to that as well. As I mentioned earlier, patreon.com/HBOBOIZ, $1 or more a month. You get a bunch of extra bonus content. You get Nothing Star Early, which I'll talk about in a moment. And you also get access to the Discord. patreon.com/HBOBOIZ. Please go there. It's very cheap. Thank you to our patrons. Also, I say your name, like right now. Connor O'Dowd, Jamie Lochner, James Watch, My Dong, Chris Wood, Brinkin, Dan Levin, Westworld, Craig, Major Woody, and Carol Andreas. Thank you very much for the money. So yeah, I look forward to the last two episodes.
Same.
I have this weird suspicion they're not going to hit the landing, but we'll see.
At the time of this writing, they have not renewed Outer Range for season 2. Given the respectable ratings over the weeks and the mystery box nature of this series, it'll be interesting to see if they actually do renew this for a follow-up.
They
have a pretty good track record with renewals, although mystery shows like this, in general, have a poor track record across the industry. Interesting.
Oh, yeah, no, because the mystery at the end of the season is solved, and they're like, okay, we're done here. It's tough to to reach the level of mysteriousness once more at the end of the season. Okay, so one more thing before we go. Just a very quick plug.
Yes.
This Saturday, we record me, you, a bunch of the pals, the season finale of Nothing Star Academy. It has been 17 episodes this season. We are recording the 18th. It runs from September to May as the school is open, the fictional school. I implore you, please go listen to Nothing Star Academy. There's been a lot of work put into it. Adam does an amazing job voice acting. So does everybody on the series. And with the finale coming up, it is the perfect time to get in it. Nothing Star Academy is on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you get to listen to things. Listen to the first episode. It's like if Hogwarts was for D&D characters. It's a lot of fun.
And you can binge it now that it's all available. Correct. And you'll be able to follow along much easier with some of those hints and Easter eggs and all that good stuff that you sometimes forget episode to episode, you know? Binging is, I like binging shows like that. So, especially with a lot of detail. Ryan, you went into a lot of detail. Everyone, he wrote everything. And it's pretty intense and very detailed and very thought out. So,
shit's nuts, dude.
Give him a listen. Give him a listen.
Yeah. Thank you. And also, Moon Knight episode 6 just dropped. It has been signed on for a second season. We are about to record that one literally right after this. So go listen to our Moon Knight series as well. And we appreciate you being around here for Outer Range.
Wiki Wiki Wild Wild West.
Yes. Thank you.